The job was nothing really. It was a normal, in those days, a lot of red flares were spotted or supposedly spotted. I mean, people don't use red flares much nowadays. It's all done by radio and cell phone and modern techniques. But this was just a sighting of red flares just out off here, between here and the mainland. And I remember Peter Smith saying to me, he said, "You're just off to be a navigator." He said, "You can go and navigate our position." And of course, in those days, you had an open wheelhouse or semi-enclosed wheelhouse, and everybody smoking their caps in full strength, and no names mentioned, clouds of smoke, and a compass, and a little chart room down in the middle of the boat. And I remember going down there, and I couldn't find anything. And according to my reckoning, we were about 2 miles inland, somewhere on the mainland, in a graveyard, I think. I don't think it was quite that bad, but. It was one of those jobs that was just a false sighting with good intent. It turned out to be nothing in the end, but I remember it because it was my first one.